Hi everyone, today we're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll read from verses 13 through 18. But we will not boast beyond limits, but will boast only with regard to the area of influence God assigned to us, to reach even to you. For we are not overextending ourselves, as though we did not reach you, for we were the first to come all the way to you with the gospel of Christ. We do not boast beyond limit in the labors of others, but our hope is that as your faith increases, our area of influence among you may be greatly enlarged, so that we may preach the gospel in lands beyond you without boasting of work already done in another's area of influence. Let the one who boasts boast in the Lord, for it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. So here in at the end of 2 Corinthians 10, Paul is still talking about commending himself, or really in a sense not commending himself. And in yesterday's passage, Paul talked about how he had authority over the church in Corinth. And it's not because of how accomplished he was or how he's like better than the church people or other leaders, but it's because of Jesus. And that passage ended in verse 12, where Paul says that they don't dare classify themselves or compare themselves to others. And that, you know, like it's not, you're without understanding if you measure yourself or compare yourself to others. And Paul's saying that he and his companions, they don't even dare to play that game, right? They don't partake in those kind of comparisons or measurements. And that leads to our passage today then. Here in verse 13, Paul says again, we will not boast beyond limits, but we will boast only with regard to the area of influence God assigned to us to reach even to you. And then in verses 17 and 18, Paul sums up his thoughts by saying, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. Now again, what Paul's getting at here is that he and his companions, they wouldn't play this game of comparison. They would not do that. And this, and he's saying like this heart of comparison, it's not good, right? It's not something to do. We shouldn't be commending ourselves. And really see, this heart of the of what comparison is the self, right? When people compare themselves to others, at least in that positive sense, especially in that positive sense maybe, it's because of their ego or their pride. Now, what comes to mind when I say this is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And in that parable, the pretty well-known one, I think we probably know, is that this Pharisee prays to God, and he says, thank you that I'm not like this tax collector. Why does he do that? He does that because his own ego, his own pride is puffed up when he sees that tax collector. He not only feels superior to the tax collector, he thinks of himself as intrinsically superior. He thinks that he just is better. This is boasting, right? This is commending ourselves. This is like inflating of the self through comparison. Now, specifically in this passage, Paul's talking about boasting in the context of leadership and ministry. And his detractors, at least in the church of Corinth, they're claiming they're in a sense better than Paul and comparing themselves to Paul. And what Paul's doing here, he points out very rightly that like this boasting, like if you're going to boast, you have to boast in the Lord. Don't boast in yourself, in your own skills, in your own accomplishments. And what we can imply here is that when you're doing that, you're boasting in yourself. You're trying to tell people how great you are based on your resume, based on your skill sets, all those kind of things. Instead, he's saying, base all those things on God. Base your boasting on who Jesus is and what he is doing in you and through you. Now, this is a very real temptation, right? This comparison, this boasting, it's a very real temptation for people in ministry, for pastors for sure, but really just all leaders in the church or people who are not yet leaders in the church. And I recognize that, you know, myself personally, I've had this problem before. And maybe I still do in some ways that I'm not fully seeing, right? And I've seen it in many people within the church, people who get frustrated that they're like they don't have more influence or they don't get to make decisions, or people who get frustrated that they're not elevated in some way within the church. Now, maybe there is some validity to those kind of complaints or those kind of feelings. I don't want to completely discount that. But at the core of it, at the core of those kind of thoughts and comparisons and like complaints, it's often just pride, right? It's wanting to be able to boast more about ourselves. Now, this boasting isn't a verbal boasting. It's the comparison. It's, in a sense, feeling better about ourselves or who we are in comparison to others. And this, of course, applies not just in church settings or ministry settings, but boasting, this comparison, these are battles in all areas of our lives. In a workplace, it's so easy to think, oh, I could do such a better job than that person, than my coworker, and yet somehow I don't make as much as they do, right? There's comparison. If you're a student here, right, there's always that one person where you're like, oh, that person studies so much harder and does so much better. I have to take them down maybe. I feel inferior because of them. That's not boasting, but it's still comparison. Even in like family life, right? As a parent, as a father now, I realize it's easy to compare as a parent, like my kids to someone else's kids and how they're better or worse, or to like whose kids are cuter, that one, that, you know, these are temptations and traps that we fall into. And whenever we fall into those traps, whenever we play the comparison games, or what are we boasting in then? We're boasting in ourselves. We're saying we have value because of what we can do or what we can accomplish or what we have. But Paul is saying, boast only in the Lord. Compare yourselves only to Jesus. Recognize all that you have is from him, that you belong to God. And when you do that, there's no comparison to other people. Now, he's not saying all that, but we can apply all those things from this. And so as we close this morning, let's pray for our hearts. Let's pray that we will see ourselves in comparison and reference to who God is, not to one another. And when we do that, when we're able to just free ourselves of comparison and boasting or inferiority or superiority, it frees us to just like love God. But so much more, like on top of that, it frees us to love others. It frees us to be a salt and light to this world. It frees us to be just better people, because we don't go out with an agenda. We go out with the love of Jesus. Let's pray that we can live this out in our lives. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you for this word. And we pray that for ourselves, for our church this day, that we will boast only in you, Jesus, and who you are, what you have done for us, and all that you've given us. We pray that we'll be able to boast to ourselves and to others that our lives are secure with you, Lord, and that we have no need for the accommodations of this world. Set us free, Lord, from the traps of comparison and boasting, and help us to love and to live freely in this world. So bless us, Lord. Move in our hearts. In your name we pray.